Physical factors such as attenuation and scatter have for long hampered the accuracy of quantitative estimates that can be reached with standalone SPECT systems. Integration of a CT scanner and iterative reconstruction in the current hybrid SPECT CT system facilitates correction of the single photon emission recorded by the gamma camera for tissue attenuation, scatter, and resolution recovery. Other gamma camera-related effects degrading image quality and quantitative accuracy, such as dead time, must also be considered when high activity levels are imaged. Further technical improvements enhance the capability of SPECT CT systems to yield quantitative estimates of activity concentration per unit volume, such as partial volume correction, motion correction, and dead time correction. Quantitative SPECT yields clinically relevant information for diagnostic application, such as, for example, brain imaging and skeletal imaging. Quantitative SPECT is also important for accurate dosimetry for therapeutic applications in different tumors. In patients undergoing radionuclide therapy, particular attention is being paid to peptide radioreceptor therapy of neuroendocrine neoplasms with lutetium-labeled somatostatin analogs, taking advantage of the gamma emission of the therapeutic radionuclide itself, lutetium-177.